Oh man, we're here.
What?
Hello, sup? I'm recording. How's it going?
We are.
Yeah, Two Lords of Swords, episode 55 records right now.
Woo!
Ooh, 55 episodes of this nonsense. Yeah. Hi, how's it going? On the docket today, we got a new banner that dropped. Well, the trailer dropped, I think, Sunday. So it was
the
like,
day after we recorded.
It's like, oh, okay.
You know, after we recorded, I looked at the time, and I was like, oh, shit, the banner drops tomorrow.
You know,
lo
what?
And behold, the banner dropped the following day.
You know what? Next time when that happens, we'll just record a day later.
We're recording Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we should just record Saturday. So I'll talk to you off screen. Anyways, on the docket today, so that banner dropped. It's in the game. Maybe the Tempest Trials just started or starting. I don't know.
Started today.
Okay. Well, truth be told, I haven't really been playing Fire Emblem for a few weeks now. Just kind of logging in, getting my orb, and then leaving.
But you get to use Lou. Minus three Lou.
True.
I mean, because you're not going to use Ray.
Yeah, definitely not. But yeah, new banner. We got our usual five characters now. Well,
yeah,
four focus units.
Six amazing characters. That I'm not going to summon for.
Yeah.
But and then, you know what? I'm happy they're here.
Same. And then we
have
our final review of Pokemon Swish. I bought Pokemon Sword on Thursday. I haven't really been playing it much, but I have it now. And then we're going to mention a quick little thing about the Game Awards and why Fire Emblem Three Houses got shafted. So now, this banner drops Saturday night. Well, it comes in, I think, Monday or something like that. But it's in the game now. And we got a bunch of FE6 units.
Woo!
Question mark.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting there like, I don't know any of these guys, except for maybe like a few.
I'm sitting here like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
This banner.
So, Neil, what do we have on the banner?
So, I'm pretty sure it led off with Larum first.
Yes,
which,
the dancer.
Okay, we have like two female dancers left that aren't like in the game now.
In the game yet.
I'm expecting a Thracia banner coming soon, and possibly FE4 substitutes.
Yes! We're gonna have What's-Her-Face.
I really want substitute.
Oh, God. Yo, substitute banner. Substitute banner
speaking,
to free 4-stars.
Substitutes. I think the next Cypher set is FE4 and...
Free houses. I told you that.
I saw the one card, and I could have swore it was the substitute, and I found it was the actual kid, and I was
oh
like,
oh my god.
I was like, is that Rotoban?
I'm actually thinking about like, getting, I'm like, actually thinking about grabbing a few boxes of that one, so.
I mean, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be
probably
good, because it's four and three
I think
houses.
It's second gen FE4
yeah
as well.
Yeah. So, yay.
The characters you know a little less about, but.
Well. It's fine. Ares will be like the one I'll be like, I
Ares
know that
will
one.
Be there.
I know that
we'll
one.
Of course get all the Ares.
Yeah. It'll be like an SR Ares and we won't get them. It's like, oh, okay.
No, we'll get the ultra rare Ares just somehow. Don't we have every Ares card?
I think so. We're close to it.
I'm pretty sure we pulled every Ares card that's like in the game or something.
My binder, yeah. I want to make.
So we pulled like four different Ares on like the same box.
I want to make a Eldigan deck, and this is just complete side topic. I want to make an Eldigan deck that's Ares instead of Eldigan, or have an Ares focused deck or an Ares MC deck that kind of plays like Eldigan's.
I was gonna say, I don't think he has Cross Knights move out.
No, he doesn't have Cross Knights move out, and that's a big
that's
thing.
Like really not Ares.
Man, can Cypher please come to North America? Please? As soon as it does, I'd like. Oh man, as soon as it does, I'm like.
Outbreaks?
Two Lords Without Swords will either become a Fire Emblem Cypher podcast, or Two Lords Without Swords will continue alongside this new Fire Emblem Cypher podcast.
Okay, so Larum, I guess.
Larum.
She comes with, I think, a Dragon Knife. I don't remember what it's called, but I found that interesting because she actually gives you the Worm Slayer in the game. She gives her the Worm Slayer. So I was like, parallels. I don't remember what else she had. Not important. Oh, disarm trap.
Yeah, really not important.
Whatever. She's gonna be 5-star locked likely. She's probably gonna. I think she has slightly more attack than like, Tethys, and is like a little less res focused. That's like pretty much it. trade like attack for res, which is definitely better skill wise. But I think we still don't know if Tethys dropped yet, because I'm pretty sure the banner ended like yesterday. The like sacred stones, and so like. There wasn't a demote on the most recent banner.
Yeah.
Sad days. I mean, you can still get Ross. Best character from that banner. I haven't pulled Ross either. What was I going to say? Then we got Percival.
Lance Cav, number 261.
I think we're at 3,000 now, aren't we?
Feels like it.
I mean, like, the last four banners, we've gotten, like, six Lance Cavs, no?
Yeah, like,
we got Percival, we had Sirius, we got, like, what, two, I think, from, like, the... We got, what?
Berkut?
Conrad,
yeah.
I think there's another character. I can't remember. It was probably a seasonal, maybe.
Probably.
But it was just, like, why are we getting so many Lance Cavs? Oh, Elowid. Brave Elowid.
Yeah.
We also got. And they're all like the same. Except Percival's like the worst now. he's like serious with res, but like less attack.
No.
So it's kind of icky. I think he's got like the same base attack as Larum or something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're actually like almost like, identical. I think they're both like 32. So when Percival only hits as hard as the Dancer. You know, something's wrong there.
I mean, like, I don't know. I just Lance Cavs are so boring.
they're boring now because we have so many.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Like, it was like, oh man, Percival. Oh Lance Cav.
Oh. It's like, why can't you be like an infantry?
Not summoning for him.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, even if he was a sword Cav, he would have one thing that made him different. But that would probably, like, quickly get, deplenished, like,
yeah.
Really quick.
I mean,
it'd be like, a sword cab with more BS.
Yeah.
Oh, but, like, Elowood with new Blazing Durandal Refine is also a thing, so.
But Ares.
Apparently that's, like, well, yeah.
But, like, who needs anything else when you have Ares that procs his special every turn after the first?
After he procs his first special, he's just special.
He's just special fighter.
Special fighter. That's a different skill. So then we have...
Then we have Echidna.
Echidna.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. And she's 4-star.
She is the one that I want... She's the one that I want to summon, so... I want her to demo.
Yeah. She's gonna be... She's probably gonna be a 4-star. No doubt.
Yeah.
Because she has 4 skills. She doesn't have a perf weapon. And she has like speed res brazen, which is probably like the worst brazen.
Yeah.
Like possible, I'm gonna assume. Yeah, I'd probably say that's probably the worst brazen you could get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do with more resin speed? Harder icebergs, I guess.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man. Watch out for my speedy iceberg. Okay. And then she has drive attack, which, if she does drop a 4-star, that will be the 4-star skill.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I think... I want to say Drive Attack was recently put on a Grail unit, but I think that's it. Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Don't know off the top of my head, though. It's a good skill. It'll be nice to have it in the 4-star pool.
Mm-hmm. I love
Vanguard, or what, Rear Guard Axe Plus, which is weird because Rear Guard and it gives defense. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we're getting these axes soon.
Yeah, I really like her design. Is she related to anybody in 7 or no?
No.
No, she's just a mercenary, a hero.
Well, yeah, she's a female hero.
She's a female
hero. The first pre-promote female hero.
Yeah. Oh.
People will be like, oh, it's the first female hero. No,
there's two before her. There's Frasier.
And but there's also FE4 Substitute.
FE4 Substitute Lady.
She's the first.
God damn it.
FE4 Substitutes. Yes. Top tier units. I think they also have the only male mage fighter. Oh. Class that was lost to time, thank God.
Wait, you don't like mage fighters?
They're literally just mages with swords.
It sounds like good mage.
That is literally it.
So it's just 11 swords, is what you.
Yeah, but there's what, 3 magic swords, but like, well, you're just gonna use a tome.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yes, we've added the mage fighter. It is a sage that can't use staves, but he has a sword that you probably won't use.
And then we got
So she's probably gonna drop. She's like Ross with like a little more speed, she's cool, but like less attack.
I'm glad she's in the pool. I hope she drops
when she's in the pool.
Yeah, and when she's in
the pool. Because I guess you can't summon her right now.
Yeah.
You can from the banner. I was gonna
from the banner.
Any of the last banner, which I don't think you can summon any of them right now.
Yeah.
Aside from Ross.
Yeah.
She'll drop. She'll probably be good. She's like the Ross alternative now. Yeah.
And then we got the prize of the banner, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Hawkeye's daughter. What's her face?
Ingrid.
Ingrid.
I don't know. She pronounced it really weird, and I'm like, man, I just read the names. I know how you're supposed to read it.
Yeah.
Pronounced it like Irene or
she's the red archer with tits. There you go.
Yeah.
That's her.
Tits with a bow.
Yeah.
Kaboon is back. Famous for drawing Small Hands Reinhardt and Orlin. Who also has big tits now.
So she's got like everything.
I think half the people pull for her for her art,
yeah,
and the other half pull for her like stupid crazy skills.
Yeah.
Red bow, which is like our first red bow, which is like whoa.
Well, legendary Elm, right?
No.
Oh no, it's colorless. Wasn't red bow. It'd be not a red
Everyone
bow.
Was like, oh man, he's gonna be a red bow, and then he was colorless, and now he's like a god.
Yeah, true.
I think he's got the same offensive spread as Irene, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
Because I think Irene's like 38-38. It's like, what?
Oh no, I'm out of Ares's. Damn, okay. I'm gonna have to summon
Red.
I'm gonna have to summon Red. I'm out of Ares.
Where are you at? Yeah, but like plus. Isn't he like plus 5?
He's plus 6, I think.
Oh, okay. But Irene has
plus 6.
Blazing Wind, her good bow, which is like, I think, plus 4 to all stats if she's back. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And like minus 1 special cooldown.
Yeah.
Then she's got Life and Death 4, which is literally Life and Death 3 with like 2 more attack and speed, I'm pretty sure, just slapped on. Because, I don't know, Fortress Defense Res did it. If I can't. So that's going to be a good skill. And then she's got Special Spiral. Now we have 2 Special Spirals in the rent pool.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice. Other being Keaton, which that's all he has. And then she's also got Pulse Smoke. So she's got 2 amazing fodders.
Yeah.
Good thing you can only take, like, 4 skills, so you're gonna be stuck with plus 1 of the other. Which was previously only on... Well, I guess it's here now.
Yeah.
That took a while.
Oh. Did you drop? Hello? Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Hello? There you are. You dropped.
Yeah. Did you... Oh, wow. You just were gone as well.
Oh, okay. My internet.
Did you start the Tempest Trials?
I just did. laughing as so you were talking.
Did you skip the text?
Yes.
Oh. Because it's really weird because it's like, oh yeah, Irene, right?
Yeah.
And then Bridal Louise shows up.
What?
In Room Pent. And it's just like, this is why you need to add the actual versions of the characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, they're just talking casually to Irene, and Irene's like, You're in a different outfit.
Yeah.
And I guess it's 20 years apart, which I guess 5 years before FE7, I guess they got married.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, makes sense, there's another surprise unit on this banner.
Oh, yeah. The Chad.
The Chad.
The absolute Chad.
The Chad of Fire Emblem. I assume he's like a meme in like FE6.
Honestly, you know how, I want to say I used his hair to make the Naruto hair. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I used his hair to make the Naruto hair. He's like a sea urchin. His hair's just spiky.
Yeah.
He's like, he's got really good growths, but he's a thief. So, like, he can't promote in FE6.
Ugh.
So he's really bad because you just get, like, what's his name? Astor, and you just use him.
Yeah.
Because Astor's just better. Yo, they could have put Astor on this banner. That would have been good. It would have been like Chad with purple hair.
Hey, so infinitely better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also, like, older.
And then...
Instead we have, like, this child who's, like, best friends with Lou and Ray, I guess.
I guess. And then
it's weird because Ray seems very like, I don't care for you guys, but they're like still chummy.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because like Ray just laughed.
Yeah. And then we got a Tempest Trials banner or Tempest Trials unit because they decided, hey, instead of another Forging Bonds, we're going to give you guys this Tempest Trials. It's like, oh, okay.
Which is good.
Thank you. Can you replace Lost Lore?
Yeah! Can they just cut Lost Lore?
Like,
either cut it and replace it with more Hall of Fjorms, or...
Yeah, true.
Or actually make Lost Lore a game mode.
A game mode?
Because it's just kind of like a tedium now.
It's...
And we've only had... This is our, what, third?
Third one.
And it's already boring?
Yeah, it's Awakening.
Well, that's not, like, the whole reason. The game mode's also kind of boring.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like, what do?
You send your units off, you wait 20 hours, and then you collect rewards.
Yeah, but, like, is that fun?
That's, like, every mobile game ever, though.
Yo, I have more fun planting the same crops every week. Because at least I can show my disinterest in making squash grow. And I can feed my units, like, yeah, 6 times on the same day to get, like, all the feather rewards and then not do it
for... And not do it for a whole week.
No, it's like a month, the feeding thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, monthly or something. Yeah. So you just do it and then you forget about it for, like, 2 months, like, a month.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you can feed them again. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
I have so much food now.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what we got from the Tempest Trials, we got defense res.
Mm-hmm. We also got a unit from the Tempest Trials.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll get to that. That's the grand prize, in my opinion.
Okay.
The second seal, which is, I think, like, spur attack res. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then, which I guess is supposed to be the prize sacred seal, is Flyer Guy, which I'm pretty sure is on, like, one unit, and I don't remember who it is.
Yeah.
I want to say it's Hot Springs Hinoka, which makes it even weirder. Ooh. Or is that Air Orders?
Hold on.
I think it is Hot Springs
Hinoka. I have Hot Springs Hinoka.
She might have both. Does she have Flyer Guidance?
She has... Oh, wait. My fucking Hot Springs Hinoka has so many premium skills on it.
What?
Yeah, it's got some... She has Air Orders.
Oh, she has Air Orders? I have no idea who has Flyer Guidance on.
Flyer Guidance.
No idea.
It's
like... No, Fjorm has Ground Orders.
Flyer Guidance. What do I feel like I know who has that? Because I probably
who has this? Is it Hot Spring Sakura? Wait, it's Warrior Female Hinoka, the one with the bow.
Oh, okay.
Also, it's on Spring Marissa.
Oh, okay, that's why.
So that's where we know it from.
Yes, I have both.
I mean, I think I just have a good IV for the Hinoka. It's one of those skills where it's like, oh, that's cool. I'm never going to find a use for this.
Yeah.
It's like reverse flyer formation.
Yeah.
So it was like, hey, you could probably make a cool team in like Aether Raids with this. No. Or you could not. And that would be easier. So, okay. I doubt this will change the meta any. People are like kind of like hyped. But yeah. Like, I doubt people are going to start using it. Maybe as a cheeky thing, but that's about it. And then the real prize is tits. More tits. Yay!
I got my 4-star one.
I got the 4-star one too. Well, man, you just started.
No, I did the first one. I did. I just used my like my main.
Oh yeah,
team.
I guess you get her from the first.
Yeah.
Run, don't you?
I used her, like I clicked literally the top one, the top most difficulty. Yeah. I used my main team and I just went for it. And I was like, oh, wait, I got her.
Did you bring Lou?
No, I brought my fucking main team.
But Lou.
Why would I bring Lou?
He's a bonus unit.
Super hard difficulty.
Well, I brought Lou. I brought my minus speed Lou to the highest difficulty. I brought Lou, Lilina, Rayson, and like Totiu.
What color is this chick, anyways?
Blue. Sadly.
A blue mage.
Why do we have so many good blue mages? Can we stop?
Here we go.
There are too many. Bruma. They're all like infantry chick. They're all good units, but they're all blue mages. I'm like, why?
God, she's so like she such a good.
Should have been green.
True.
She should have been green.
True.
To be honest, she has an ice tome.
Yeah.
Blizzard is a wind. Get your lore right. Ignore three houses. They don't know what they're doing. Blizzard and Fimblebetcher, out of mind, out of sight. So she's basically like her tome, which is Fimblevetter, is basically Idun's breath without the armor effect.
See, okay,
as
I,
a tome.
I just I know you said Idun's breath, but yeah. I heard Idun's breasts, and I was like, wait a minute.
I mean, the art.
Wait a minute.
If I'm not mistaken, they both have really good hurt art. I think people really liked Idun, but I don't remember why. I think it was because she showed a lot of leg or something.
Probably.
And it was very skinny.
Let's see. I have Idun, let me check.
You have Idun?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I can't remember when I pulled her, but oh, she has different eyes, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why people like her.
Whoa!
Well, oh yeah, and damage art shows leg. You're right.
Yep, all you're leg.
Right. You're right.
So, yeah, it's like the same effect, which is interesting, because there's, like, so in FE6, there's, like, that secret ending that you get if you collect all the legendary weapons throughout the game.
Okay.
It's not really a secret ending, everyone goes for it. so much for secret ending. The game just kind of awkwardly ends at Zephiel if you don't get it.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
It's just like,
well...
We're done, I guess. So the first unit you would fight there is Brenya.
Yeah.
Which is also weird, because if you just don't kill Brenya, it's like, they got away! then you fight Juan. Yeah, remember Juan?
Or no.
Jean. I'm pretty sure there's a character in FE7 with the exact same name, and he's like a really old dude.
Oh,
with
okay.
a big nose. He's like a Bergen. It's not him.
Oh.
This dude's just a dragon. It's like generic evil dragon, man.
Oh, okay.
And then you fight Idun.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, Brunia, remember her? The character that you might not fight? we could have got Murdoch.
Murdoch.
General. Yeah. But then again, I don't want
to. Yo, real talk, I kind of want to build Cormag.
I mean,
make a lance.
I looked over his stat line. If you refine his lance and speed, I'm pretty sure he's just like, what's it called? Volter, just without the downside of his lance dealing like 4 damage every turn.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Like, I think their stat lines come out to about the same, because I think Cormag has like 2 higher attack and like 1 higher speed.
I mean, I just like Cormag.
Equally so like... equals out like all the advantages like Volter has. I think he's like tankiest blue flyer, I want to say. Something like that. Or highest attack out of all blue flyers. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Weird, because I don't think it was super high. It's like 36. I don't know. He might beat out Est.
No.
That's good, right? Yeah. I mean, Est has a perf that like allows her to quad. So,
so no.
She has auto doubles and armor effectiveness. Oh well. Yeah, Brunia, she's a good unit to build. She's not super fast. She's like tankier blue mage, but it's like the fact that she's immune to debuffs, that's like really, really good. Mainly just her tome is really good. She has death blow and res smoke, which I think res smoke was only on female Grima prior to this.
Yeah.
So that's like, okay, that's a skill we didn't use, but now we can.
Yeah.
I kind of want to put that on... No, I don't want to put it on. I was going to say I put it on loot, but, like... I had this, like, idea that I should just put on, like, a bunch of random, like, debuff effects on loot. Like, a chill in the B slot, or, like, a seal chill, and then, like, smoke or something, and, like... Or, no, put a ploy in... Leave a ploy in the C slot, and then put, like, a chill... in the seal slot.
Mm-hmm.
So she chills, sabotages, and ploys. We'll get a debuff on them one way or...
Oh, wow.
That's all she's become. She's become, like, arena ploy bot. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Special spiral comes in super handy when she's not doing things.
As per...
So that's... That's the banner.
Yeah, as what I've kind of mentioned is that, because I haven't really played EV6, it's not really my wheelhouse, but I do like Echidna.
Yeah, and she's usable, don't worry.
Yeah, and the free unit is really good.
That's good.
You know,
she can also die the minute she shows up, but that's...
RIP.
Game fault.
That's the game.
She shows up with a steel axe, and it gives her, like, -6 speed or something, so she's, slow now.
Good.
She gets hit by, like, everything.
And then, like, a good free unit. And if she drops, then I'll probably consider maybe building something. I don't know. There's a lot of units
depends
that I
depends on how much Ross you get.
Yeah, that too. I haven't gotten a Ross yet.
I haven't gotten a Ross.
I also still want to get a Norn, but I haven't summoned a colorless yet, so...
There's been no need to summon colorless.
I know, But Norn.
You want Silk?
I want Norn! That's what I want! Like...
This is the problem. They're adding all these units to the 3-4 star pool, and it's like, but I don't want to summon.
Yeah.
But I want these units, but I can't summon for them.
Yo,
you could summon for Chad.
Yeah, I could right now. Right now.
He's like the first ever 3-4 star, like, new guy to give a focus banner immediately.
I'd rather literally just summon on the other one, and maybe I might get a fucking answer.
That's probably the better idea to be edge.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure, like, Chad is, like, slightly chunkier Gaius or something weird.
Yeah.
He's Gaius with a little more bulk. I'm pretty sure his skills were ass as well.
Of course.
Oh, he's speed smoke. That's what it was. That was, like, his only useful thing.
Yeah.
Which do we have Spotter? Maybe. Actually, I don't. That might be the only spoke we were missing.
Probably.
Yeah, because I think it's on, like, Sigurd or something weird. It's like, oh, that's where you were hiding. Speed smoke. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so we might as well hop right on to the next thingamabob on
That'll
the
take an hour or something.
yeah. Well, yeah, so the Fire Emblem Heroes still a decent game, I guess. We'll talk probably more about it
Where's
in the
Hollow
future.
Fjorms?
Yeah, where is Hollow Farms? Then we'll talk extensively again. yeah. Next
Watch
thing.
them give us Chad.
Yeah. What should
All
be
these sad
like
days.
fates?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
It's gonna be like, here, have Corrin.
have Corrin and
No, it's gonna
Camilla.
be like female Corrin, Camilla, Xander, and Leo.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, why didn't you just give us Elise?
Nope.
You could have just given us Elise instead of Corrin. Sure, we
if
wouldn't have had a blue unit, but oh well.
they give me Elise, then my plan is to make that Elise the best possible Elise as possible.
I mean, she's a good unit.
Yeah, she's
I have like
the
a plus one Elise, I
I
think.
fucking hate
She's
you.
like solid. I think I've
Hey.
almost maxed out her hero merit accidentally. I
Yeah.
brought her like four Tempest Trials in a row.
Yeah. It's fun. Anyways, the next thing we're going to talk about, probably briefly, because we did mention pretty much what we needed to say last week, but Pokemon Swish, Sword and Shield. We
Yeah, you can't call it
have
that because they're gonna have
Swish
another game on the Switch eventually.
called Swish.
What
Pokemon
about
Swish.
Pokken?
Pokken? I know.
Is that not Pokemon Switch?
No, Pokemon Swish, dude. Swish.
Switch?
Swish.
There's no basketball in this game.
Pokemon Swish. It's the basketball version. Pokemon
It's a
Basketball.
slam dunk fail.
Slam Dunkaroo. Anyways, Neil and I have both beat the main story. Neil has beat the post game. I haven't done that
Wait,
yet.
you haven't beat the post game?
No, I did a little bit and I was like, all right. But I'll get to
That's
it.
where all the max raid battles are,
I
apparently.
know, I saw. I did
You
some of
do
them at
two, and
work.
then they're like, oh yeah, you can just do it by yourself now because you're probably OP.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank you.
I didn't notice at first. I was like, where are my allies? Did they die? Well, I mean, it is Hop. He's pretty ass at this. He actually got smart for those max raid battles. He
Yeah.
stopped using Wooloo.
Yeah.
That Wooloo is so bad. Just setup fodder. I just set up like three Dragon Dances and sweep his team.
Yeah, that's actually what I did too. I just set up on him.
So bad.
But yeah, Pokemon Swish, Pokemon Sword and Shield. So we beat the game. It was enjoyable. It had good difficulty spikes. At least when I was playing.
I accidentally got overleveled for the end game.
Oh, really? See,
I grinded up a new team member and then it was like, oh, I'm level 60 now.
when I fought the champion, he was still like above leveled than I am, and I was like, oh, okay, that's fine.
His team was kind of whack.
Yeah, it
That
was.
might be
It was kind
partially
of
because he
whack.
had two fire types for me,
Yeah.
but like, why does he have a Seismitoad?
I know. It's like,
Is that a good mod?
it is, Doug.
I think it has liquidation now, doesn't it?
Probably, I don't know.
It's good now.
But yeah,
Weird.
we have beat the game. I actually went out and bought Sword, so there gives you a hint of my scoring. I really liked it. I really liked playing it. Whether or not I complete the Pokédex, which I might do because it's only 400, and it's probably easy to do between both games.
Yeah. I think there isn't there like 40 or so exclusives, so that's like the
Yeah.
only problem.
Well,
But like,
I have another game, right? The only thing is that I need another
yeah,
Switch to trade them, so.
you just trade it to me.
Yeah, the thing is that, like, again, the internet, because
Oh
we
yeah,
did
the
try
internet's
that.
like totally
The
horrible.
internet connectivity, and then that's actually why I docked it. I was going to give it an 8, and I was like, yeah, the internet's bad, and there are some not great things about the post game, and, I don't really like the wild
What
area too
post
much.
game?
Yeah, it's just X and Y, dog.
It's X and Y, except I actually did it.
Yeah, I mean.
It's X and Y, except you actually battle. Actually, wait, isn't there like two battles in the post game for X and Y?
Yeah.
So there's like three times more battles in this post game?
Well, you also got to ca
You fight Hop
catch.
like three
You
times.
get you got you get to catch Zygarde. You can't catch Zygarde in this game.
You can't catch Zygarde post X and Y.
Yeah, you can.
That's not part of the post game.
Oh, I thought it was part of the post game.
You just walk off into a random cave that they were like, oh, you can't go in unless you beat the champion.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay. Okay. You just walk in there and they're like, hey, look at Dygard.
Look. Oh, okay. Thank you.
it's like.
But yeah, okay. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. It's not a perfect game by any means, but it is a very...
I thought 7 out of 10 was like the average okay game.
Yeah, it's very solid. It's
worth the price.
It's worth the price, yeah. It's like Let's Go. It was a very good experience.
I think it was better than Let's Go.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's
Let's Go. I'm like, it's better.
No, with what I mean by Let's Go is it's worth the experience. Right, it's worth the cost, and it was a good experience. But it is 100% a better game.
I mean, if people were like, "What Pokemon game should I buy on the Switch?" I'd say Sword and Shield.
I'd say Sword and Shield as well.
There's like 300 or 250 more mons.
It depends on who was asking. If it was somebody who only played Pokemon Go and wants to get into the series, I'd say Let's Go. If it was like my mother,
like nowadays, Pokemon Go is. Pokemon?
Yeah, it's true.
They so it's like, Gen. It would have made sense if Pokemon Go came out, or like Let's Go came out a little earlier, even.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Switch didn't come out earlier.
Mm-hmm. It is a, it was fun. Like, see, my thing is that, like, I don't think I'm going to be spending a lot of time with the games, you know? Like, probably complete the Pokedex and then set the game aside. I don't think
Sword
I'm...
Sword and Shield?
Yeah. Or...
I
don't think I'm ever gonna like max out the hours like I did Pokemon X and Y, but
oh no! Yeah. I think like my one idea for completing the Pokedex was just to get the shiny charm because I don't think I've legally ever done that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to We'll have to do that then.
So that's kind of why I was trying. I'm probably gonna end up winding like just accidentally finding the shiny Golurk anyways because apparently I've killed like almost 300 Golurks.
Are you looking for
what's his face? They're good to grind against.
Oh, I was going to say, are you looking for what's his face?
What? No. I got like got that thing so much earlier.
Okay.
I just grind against Golurks.
Dragapult?
Dragapult?
Yeah.
Good mon?
Yeah.
Bad, like, moveset on the first one?
Probably,
bad moveset on the end thing.
Yeah, we'll probably...
Shadow Claw.
We're going to wait maybe, I don't know, a couple weeks. I'm thinking, actually... Hopefully by next week, if everything goes well, I'll have Blue Lions done. So next week we'll have the Blue Lions spoiler talk.
Woo!
And then the week after that, I'm thinking top 5 Gen 8 mons. So tune in for that. Well, Neil and I, like...
Talk about Dragapult?
Talk about Wooloo.
What?
Wooloo, dog! You're not gonna have, like...
Dude, I'm gonna put a mon on that thing that I haven't even caught.
Yeah. You're gonna put Al Creamy in there and be like, I don't know how the fucking evolved
dude,
this.
I finally found that thing like yesterday.
Yeah, Milkray.
Yeah, it's in like the wild area.
Oh
like,
my goodness!
Why is it here? It's like fairy mist in the wild area.
Do you know how
something.
To evolve it?
Don't you have to like give it like a cookie or something?
And then you have to rotate your switch. You have to fucking like rotate your switch a certain amount of times.
It's like Inkay, you have to undock your Switch and pull it upside down?
Yeah, hold on. How to evolve...
That's wild!
Evolve Milkray. It's really stupid. In Pokemon Sword and Shield, there's Pokemon named Milkray, which evolves into Dorbal Creamy, trading evolutionary stones and other evolutionary... Don't work on Milkray. Instead, it requires one of the strangest methods to evolve Pokemon today. First, you have to catch yourself. Yes. You can be found on Route 4. Okay. One of the many rewards. Okay. Simple. Simply giving a sweet to Milkray isn't enough. Okay.
This is taking way longer to actually get to find that evolution.
Is a sweet
I stumbled in some weird sites that I don't want to talk about.
A berry sweet, a strawberry sweet, a love sweet, a flower sweet.
Well, I think I have the strawberry one. Okay. That's probably.
Yeah. Simply giving a sweet isn't enough to evolve it. Rather, you
look
have
at
to...
the shiny Milkream, eh? It's just got black eyes.
You have to spin the left analog stick in circles until your character does a fancy twirl followed by a pose. Then Milkray will evolve. Oh. So you give him... The sweet.
You give him an item and then you spin.
And then you spin around.
This is almost as weird as like Runarigus, which like to evolve was it like the Yamask?
Yeah.
You have to have the Yamask on one hit point and then go to a specific area in the wild area and he just evolves.
You have to have that Yamask or a different one?
No, like the new Yamask or whatever. You have to have him at one hit point and then you have to go to like that one like weird like you know how there's like the arch in the wild area?
Yeah.
Like the stone arch. You have to go there and then it will just evolve.
Weird.
Milcremie's 100% female?
Cool.
Huh. Yeah, why we got like two female exclusive mobs this gen.
I actually, because my final member in my team was the hat, remember?
Oh, that moveset.
I picked up the hat and I think I actually like the first evolution hat better than the final evolution, but the final evolution is just really, really good.
Why is there so many Alcreme? Some of these look wild.
Dog, look at them all.
Dude, did you see the shiny one? That thing looks like made of steel. I want this Mon.
It's shiny. It's
like
a shiny Melkor.
There's one that's blue, yellow, and pink.
I still don't know what exactly I'm gonna be using for sword, so I might actually pick one of those things up.
I thought you hated this thing.
I do.
It reminds me
of Autono.
Flavor text for each color.
Of course it does. It reminds me of Autono. Ain't that right?
Wait, a salty flavor. Isn't this cake? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, this moveset's kind of bad, though.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
It gets Dazzling Gleam. There you go. That's it.
Ooh. Just use the hat instead. The hat's good.
It has Decorate. It's growth.
Just use the hat, dude. The hat's so much better.
Wait, actually, it's better. It gets a +2 in attack and special attack. Why has it got good sword stance? / nasty plot. I don't know why it needs attack. It's not learning any physical moves.
Physical while creamy.
Giga Impact, it's time.
Giga Impact!
60 base attack.
I can't wait for our free-for-alls where you fucking...
Yo, I want to build some whack teams.
I was thinking about doing free-for-alls if I can figure out how to work the fucking online.
So it would be like me, you, Shane, other person.
Randy, I don't know. Fucking somebody. Worst case scenario, we just do 1v1s. We just whack-ass mons. We still got a battle, but, you know.
I wish the TRs were infinite use, but like... It just means I'm gonna have some really whack moves.
Yeah.
Oh, Fire Fang? You know it. That's my fire stab.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's good. If you haven't bought it or on the fence and thinking about getting it, highly recommend it, actually. I think one of my friends is probably gonna pick it up shortly, because he's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, I don't know about it so far, and I probably might even just lend him my copy of Sword. For him to at least try it first.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty good.
Did you notice that Piers became like a main character after you fought him?
Yeah.
The Dark Gym?
Piers.
Which, honestly, he's the only good part about the Dark Gym.
Yeah, you're right.
The Dark Gym is terrible, except for
him. I was going to say, if we're going to mention characters that kind of stood out to me, surprisingly, What's-Her-Face.
M.
Pierce's sister.
Marini. M. Marini?
Marini?
But isn't that a Pokemon?
Yeah. Marnie?
Marnie?
Something like Marnie. That. But yeah, her. She stood out to me. I liked Hop, too. Hop was actually pretty good. He had character growth.
Except I thought BD was supposed to be a Psychic-type gym leader. Why is he fairy?
Okay. I think in Sword, he becomes a Psychic-type. I think so, because in Sword there's the Psychic type gym leader. And in Shield
there's a Psychic type gym leader?
In Sword, yeah.
There is?
I think so.
I've never seen them.
I think in Sword, not Shield.
No, there's a Fighting type one in Sword. Sword has Fighting and Steel, doesn't it?
Sword. No, all of the gyms are exclusive, Doug.
No.
Yeah.
The first three are the same, and so probably the dragon dude.
Gym leaders. Well, no, because Gordy. Gordy's in Sword.
Yeah, he replaces the ice gym.
Gym number one.
The ice gym and the ghost fighting gym got sword replaced.
Shield. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see you. Rippy,
yeah.
Rippy.
They're like all the same. Except for like, you have Alistair gets replaced with BB or whatever. And then, the ice gym gets replaced with Steel Dude.
I thought there was a psychic type.
No.
There should have been
BB
a psychic type.
Him psychic type, which is kind of wild. Also, did you like the whole, like, badges let you catch thing? It kind of got stupid towards, like, the sixth gym.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you can catch level 50s. Then you go on to the next route, and there's, like, level 52s, and you're like, what? What happened?
Yeah.
And then you do the next gym, and it's, like, 55s, and you're like, I've been grinding against mons that are level 56. I still can't catch those things.
Yeah.
That was annoying, because I got, like, I think I got, it was either I got the ice-type gym badge, or, like, the dark or whatever. And then I encountered Glaceon level 56, and I was like, this makes me mad. It makes me really mad.
I caught that one. I caught that 56 gym leader, Doug.
I have 5 EV evolutions, and I don't have EV.
Rippy dippy, Doug.
I don't care. I don't have Glaceon, which is mad. It makes me mad. I have Sylveon and Umbreon. I'm like, what? I have Leafeon, like, Flareon. They're in the wild.
Yeah.
Partially because I keep going to, like, the Outrage Lake or whatever to grind against Golurks.
Yeah, should I go catch one of those staplers and use that?
I caught one of those things. I think they might be post-game.
The fucking Steel Dragon. Well, I'll grab one. I'll fucking breed one. I'll bring a level 1 to the sword.
Can you breed that thing?
That'll be my starter Pokemon. Yes. The fucking Steel Dragon.
Bad.
Steel Dragon stapler.
It's like a lighter and a lighter.
Yeah, it is. Just,
I think it's flamethrower, isn't it?
Probably. Thank you.
Did you see some of the rental teams?
No, I haven't been there yet.
So I didn't grab any of them. I looked at them. There's like one team of the rental teams, like a bunch of pseudos, and I'm like
there's a rain team.
I think it's got like Haxorus, Gyarados, Tyranitar, like Duraludon. That new, like, Dragapult or something. I'm like, why is this just straight power?
Yeah, really?
The Duraludon is, like, it's a screen setter.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got, like, Stealth Rocks, both screens, and then Steel Beam.
Is it likely?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm like, what is this mod? Does Steel Beam, like, take half your health?
I don't know. I mean, he's immune to Jet Fuel, so that works.
Immune to Jet Fuel.
It was a joke. Let the joke pass.
I was like, is that a new ability?
It's a new typing.
I mean, if you told me Pinkert or whatever, the urchin thing was a new typing, I'd believe you. I one-shot every time Hop said it out. I still don't know what type it is.
Yeah.
I hit it with neutral moves every time. I don't know what it is. Is it electric?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I don't know. I just hit it with a water move and it died.
I'm not too sure what to use in Sword, but yeah.
Use the apple.
Yeah, true. I'm going to pick up a fucking apple.
I killed 50 of those apples.
Pick up, like, the apple, and then, like, I might pick up Colossal.
Cause you know what's good?
Oh, I also named apple. I also named the Sword character Gordy. So when I face up against Gordy, the gym leader, it's going to be the Battle of the Gordies. And I honestly want to just copy his team. Just do a mirror match.
Some other whack mons.
He's a rock type gym leader.
Is he? Yeah. How do you steal?
Colossal's his
ace. That makes more sense. Wait, Colossal's his ace?
Yeah.
Man. Here, I was thinking the whole tank was gonna be like the Fire Dude's ace, and he's just like Centipede.
It's like okay, Centoscorch. I love that mod.
That thing I think is like one of the rarest things to get in the game. It's 5% encounter.
That mod was so stupid to get, but I finally got him.
You know what's good about the Apple Dude?
What?
10%.
Woo! What route?
Woo! 10% on one route.
Okay, well we'll get him.
I think you can catch him in Dust Bowl, but it might be only max.
Okay. Worst case scenario, I have one in Shield I can trade over somehow. Just wait till
trade over the Shield form, the Apple Pie.
The Apple Pie. Right, yeah, there's two different forms, isn't there?
I think the sword one looks cooler.
Yeah.
I think
it would still be the pre-evolution, so.
The pre's in the same in both games.
Yeah. That's what I would trade over. So it would be the sword.
Yeah. You can trade over, like, the item with
it. One last thing. What do you think about the box legends being kind of post-game?
I didn't care for them.
Yeah.
I found it weird how they were harder to catch than, like, the other dude that I thought was going to be, like, the cure. You just throw a Pokeball and you're like, I caught it.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I honestly threw a Pokeball because I'm like, I'm catching this, aren't I?
Yeah.
And then it's, like, bad nature. Didn't Hop send out that sheep in that battle as well? Is Hop dumb?
Double, dude. Double.
He's just like, here you go. Sheep. He uses, like, double edge and it does, like... Honestly, the dogs just carry you that fight.
Yeah, they really do. I think that's gonna do it for that part. Neil, just real quick, the Game Awards... has their nominations out. We'll talk about it more when the actual Game Awards happens, because, you know, as per usual, we'll probably watch them together. So, especially if a certain Smash Brothers character gets a fun thing. But yeah, anyways, the nominations are...
What if they don't show us the Smash character and they show us Breath of the Wild 2? How would that make you feel?
Okay, as long as it says online co-op, then I'll be alright. If it says online co-op and I get to play as short hair Zelda just to fuck with you, that's gonna be so much fun. I will buy the game just for that. And then after when we're done with it, Neil, after you beat the game, I'm gonna go sell it.
You're just chilling with me till I beat the game?
Yeah, I'm just gonna like throw rocks at you.
Yeah, but you're gonna pick up the rock, there's gonna be a Korra. Really? Oh, thanks. You know, I have hope there's just 900 Koroks in the game, just for the fact that there's more Koroks.
There's more Koroks, yeah.
Yeah!
So...
I'm never gonna get 900 Koroks.
So, I kind of want to just mention a few things about what got nominated. Obviously, the Game of the Year award is...
Death Stranding. Five things.
Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro... Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, because that qualified, and the Outer Worlds, so no Fire Emblem. That's a theme, by the way.
Is this the first time you heard of Control, or is it just me?
No, I've heard about it on a podcast.
Okay.
A couple of podcasts were raving about it, and I'm like, and then like a lot of people are like, yeah, it doesn't play well on normal PS4, and I was like, no, I'm not going to go buy a PS4 Pro for this. So.
No,
I'm good.
Switch Pro, though.
Action game, we got Apex Legends, Astral Chain, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Devil May Cry 5, Gears 5, Metro Exodus.
Oh my gosh, the super anime fighting game.
I was going to say, I'm picking I voted for Astral Chain. No Fire Emblem, that's a theme, by the way, for action game.
Action game, Fire Emblem.
Action adventure game, Borderlands 3, Control, Death Stranding.
That's Fire Emblem, right?
Yeah. Death Stranding for action adventure game. Resident Evil 2, Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening. Ooh. And Sekiro, so I voted for Borderlands.
Yeah, I was like, wait, why is that game nominated?
Art Direction, Control, Death Stranding, Gree, Sayonara Wild Hearts, Sekiro, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, which is the first time in the history of Gordon's voting that I voted for a Zelda game. I was like, yeah, woo! Okay, I'll vote for that. Cause...
Like, I'll vote for that because it's not Death Stranding.
It's not Death Stranding. Audio Design, Call of Duty, Control,
Death Stranding.
Gears 5, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, those are like your nominations. I voted for Gears because I'm a Gearhead. I like Gears.
Doesn't like
community support. Also, I wrote it for Fortnite.
Funny thing. I know there's some people have weird audio things with the new Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Got nominated for best sound design.
Yeah.
It's just he just laughed.
Best family game. By the way, they're all Nintendo games.
Category?
Yeah, the Nintendo categories. Luigi's Mansion 3, which I might pick up soon. I kind of want to.
You want to go to the sand area, don't you?
I just want to get the game. It just seems like fun.
You want to go to the sand area, don't you?
Probably.
Play with the sand.
Ring Fit Adventure, which, sure. I mean,
is that a family game?
Is that a family game? Super Mario Isn't Maker that just 2. Like, Super Wii Smash Fit Brothers Ultimate. Yeah, that's a family game right there. Get wrecked, kid.
Watch it win that and not game of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I voted for Smash, and then Yoshi. So Yoshi.
I voted for Smash because we're the only
fighting game. All right. This is Smash. My category. This is my category right here. All of these games I've either played. I've only played two of them on the list.
Is Shonen?
Wait! Before you spoil the surprise, okay. Basically, all these games I really like. I really like the series, and like a couple of them I want to get when the Steam sale hits. But we got DOA 6, we got Mortal Kombat 11, we got Samurai Showdown, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and then your winner, hopefully, is Jump Force. Come on, guys. Vote for Jump Force.
People saw that, and they just started laughing.
Yeah, I voted for Jump Force, and I fucking tweeted it out. I was like, yeah.
Did you see the image that they chose for it?
Yeah.
Is it, like, some really, like, massive-eyed, character from, like, Hunter x Hunter or something?
No, it's the dude kicking. It's, what's his face from...
Maybe it was just someone showed me an image, and I was like, yep, that...
Yeah.
I didn't know the game looked that bad.
And then it was fun to play. I played it with my friend and I enjoyed it.
First.
I like
the only Yugi has like a dark magician.
Oh dude, Yugi's busted. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Multiplayer game. I'm just gonna mention a few more and then I'll mention the one that has Fire Emblem in it. Because that's a theme. Multiplayer game, Apex Legends, Borderlands 3, Call of Duty, Tetris 99, and Division 2. So vote for Tetris.
Can Tetris 99
be Call of Duty?
That would be poetic.
Yeah. Narrative, Plague Tale, Control, Death Stranding, Disco Elysium, and The Outer Worlds. So I voted for Plague Tale because that's the only one I really know. Ongoing game, don't really care.
Is Outer Wilds a game?
Yes, and The Outer Worlds is a game as well.
Okay, because, like, I heard, like, they were, like, Outer Worlds for Game of the Year, and then every other time I heard them say Outer Wilds, and I got confused. It's like, is that a different game?
Strategy game. Age of Wonders, Planetfall, Anno 1800, Total War, Three Kingdoms, Tropico 6, which I forgot came out this year, Wargroove, and Fire Emblem Three Houses, the only category they're in.
Yep, it's and like, the only category that win, please.
Yeah, it better fucking win. If it goes to Wargroove,
if it goes to Wargroove, something happened, and we're in the wrong timeline.
Jeff Keighley does not like Fire Emblem. he hates Fire Emblem, dog. Jeff Keighley, I'm putting it down right now.
He's the kind of guy that when he saw that like Crom was added, he's like, why?
Why? He's like, fuck. I mean, I was also like
this
that.
Guy.
I was also like that too. So you know what? But he probably like saw the trailer for Three Houses and was like, no. He was like, come on. He probably saw Sophus walking down the stairs and was like, no.
Not my game, bro.
Not my fucking game. I'm gonna go hang out with fucking Kojima and talk about
like
Death
Three
Stranding.
Houses was like a social phenomenon.
It was.
So if it doesn't win one thing,
it brought the community, the Fire Emblem community, together for once.
Yeah. Now we all hate Fire Emblem together.
Now we all hate it. Now we all hate it.
I think this is the
again.
First game we haven't said we hate.
I actually really like Fire Emblem Three Houses. So.
I think everyone was just like, yeah, we like this game.
Yeah, it's good.
Weird.
I think there's together. Like one guy I know that like didn't really like it. Like, that was about it.
I heard Pavist.
Yeah, that's who I saw. I was like, oh, okay, well, you also like Lucina, so your argument is invalid, so...
Whoa. That guy has more subs than us.
I'm throwing it out there. I don't give a damn, dog.
Then again, he hasn't put out a video for, like, a year. And I think the last thing was a stream on Lucina's birthday.
I'm throwing it out there, dog. Like, if you like fucking Awakening over Free Houses, something's up.
I saw this whack tier list, and I stopped watching. Because the first five games he put on hasn't played yet. So at that point, I'm like, nah. There's no opinion here.
That's whack. Right. Well,
there's no opinion
enough,
here.
Enough shade throwing at him, because I know Shane actually knows him, so I don't want to be that guy and just throw fucking more shade.
Kind of weird. But it's like, oh, he's in the same program as Shane. Yeah. That's awkward. In the same year.
It's like, huh. Okay.
How am I this close to a Fire Emblem YouTuber?
Well, hey, I was in the same province as Ghast.
True. Honestly, I for the longest time, I don't know why. For the longest time.
Well, anyways, I think that's probably going to do it for today's episode. We just hit the hour mark, so it'd be a good time to stop. Yeah.
We'll just talk more Sword and Shield.
Well, we actually talked about Fire Emblem for about 30 minutes. So.
Wow. Yeah. Rip Sword and Shield.
I guess
Fire Emblem is better.
Yeah.
Guess what didn't show up at the Game Awards?
Pokemon. I mean, that's obvious.
Fire Emblem
if
better.
Pokemon wins Game of the Year before Fire Emblem does, I'm done.
Yo, watch, they probably won something with Sun and Moon.
Game of the Year, Pokemon, let's go, Spoink. Okay, well, that's the one I'll let's bounce, Spoink. It's like, takes place.
I think they asked, like, game next?
Yo, let's bounce, Spoink, takes place in a region that's all city, and you have to avoid being mugged.
I was gonna say, can it just be like a Pokemon XD sequel? Yeah. It's like Shadow Mons and you're playing the old region.
It's like, let's bounce, Spoink, let's get the fuck out.
It's like a prequel to like Pokemon Colosseum, and it's even more like post-apocalyptic.
But it's
magic.
Like GTA.
Did you see the dude's bike in like Colosseum?
No.
It's got one wheel, and it's got, like, six smokestacks on the front.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of game... I gotta get you a picture of this thing.
Oh, no. Well, anyways, I was gonna wrap today's episode here. Until Neil shows me this thing. But, yeah, you can check us out on Twitter. All that fun stuff. Whoa! Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I could have sworn you saw it.
Yeah.
We need more Mad Max Pokemon.
Mad Max Pokemon. Mad Max Fury Pokemon. Let's bounce, Spoink.
Is that the best, like, Pokemon NPC trainer?
Can we get a mod for GTA 5 that just turns into Pokemon?
I don't see why not.
Anyways, yeah, that's gonna do it for today's episode of Two Lords About Swords. You can reach us by either emailing at twolordsaboutswords@gmail.com or reaching us out at Twitter at OperaZombie707 for me and at Lord_Nero for Neil. And yeah, that's gonna do it. And I will talk to you guys again real soon. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.